This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we look at a new dimension in how we study nutrition in the dairy cow. Joining us today on Dairy Radio Now, Bill Weldon, CEO of Askus, who's here to tell us about doing things differently in the world of direct-fed microbials. Bill, thanks for joining us. Tell us about Askus Biosciences.
Yeah, so Askus, really, the company's founded and built around a science of endomicrobial ecology, which is really studying the microbes inside of the animals and really understanding what's happening there and picking the most important microbes and turning those live microbes then into products for those same animals. So it's really kind of starting inside the animal, figuring out what's really important to health and performance, and then taking those microbes, turning them into a product that can help livestock producers.
For the dairy industry, I mean, that hits the nail right on the head when we talk about cow performance, getting the most out of your cow, which it seems to be we're getting record numbers out of our cow these days. Can you tell us a little bit about the cow's microbiome?
Sure. We've always known the rumen is really important to the dairy cow and to her health and performance. And we've called it a black box for a long time. And so the microbiome is that community of organisms that live inside the rumen. And those microbes actually interact with the feed, they interact with the cow, and they interact with each other. So really understanding that and how that functions to help the cow perform better and help the cow be healthier is really a key science that's really emerging around the country, because we're able to now take that, what we used to call a black box, and really shine a light in there and understand which microorganisms are there, which ones are active, and which ones are important for health and performance.
Is that what you're talking about when you mentioned endomicrobial ecology? And is that something that Askus came up with?
Yeah, endomicrobial ecology is just that. It's endomicrobial, means the microbes inside, and ecology is the interaction that those microbes have with the cow and with each other. So we've pioneered that space for the development of products for dairy cows, and it really is all about taking what's good inside the rumen of a cow and helping more cows have a rumen that looks like the rumen of a cow that's high-performing or healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know, we hear a lot about feed additives out there. This endomicrobial feed supplement, what's the difference here?
Yeah, I think when we look historically, because we haven't had many of the tools, a lot of the products that have been developed over time have been byproducts from other things and have been tested and found to have some benefits, versus actually taking a de novo discovery approach, really actually going in and understanding in different layers. First, which microbes are there, because we can now do a DNA sequence on every microbe in a sample, which is, you know, millions of microbes. We can then look at which ones are active by looking at different signs of metabolism and different signs of different genetic markers. And then we can determine, when we match all of that information, we now have the bioinformatics power, the computing power, if you will, to put all that with metadata, or the actual what we see the cow doing, her performance levels, her health conditions, to say, hey, which of these microbes that, when we look at this vast array, or we look inside this black box, which of those microbes in there are really doing something important? So that's the difference, is we started with the cow and with the microbiome or the rumen of these cows and selected there and are developing our products from a de novo discovery approach inside the cow, versus really finding microbes outside and then trying to match their utility with something the cow needs.
This potential of endomicrobial ecology in animal nutrition really can affect any animals, but boy, the dairy cow, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really see this whole area of endomicrobial ecology and understanding microbial communities in dairy as it is a new dimension in how we understand nutrition and how we're going to understand how to make sure that the rumen, you know, which we all know is extremely important to cows and their health and performance, is functioning as well as it can possibly function. You know, the secret's going to be behind really understanding these communities and who and why different microbes are important.
Well, thanks for visiting with us today, Bill. Bill Weldon, CEO of Askus. More details about their organization at AskusBiosciences.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.